tinde indu zane nganzo shen ji che do rang gwa na yang ta bare rang che do shen gwa na nong ju re.
Therefore it is a mistake if one uses others for one's own purpose, rather one should use oneself for others' welfare.
Da tinde indu shen ji che do ani rang gi Luma Yisung, Nuba, Chiyabati, Shangi Tundu, Shangi Tundu Chana, Ta, Yang Tawajere, Dinde Indu, Shangi Chedu, Kasore, Rang Shangi Chedu Pugeta, Ton, Rangi Shangi Chedu Samba, Tanyan Disha, Rangi Shangi Chedu Tonati, the Yang Tawajere.
Thus, to use whatever capacities of body, speech, and mind oneself has for the benefit of others, that is right.
Telaya, Shengi Dungye Sende Tang Shengi Dewa Zungdu Ki Shenpeng Lo Sangbu Di Gekabare.
Thus it is necessary to generate such a mind of altruism, wishing for the welfare of others through their achievement of happiness and through their getting rid of suffering.
Nganzu Chö Kya Lane Ma Lane Gyawa Ngasi Kya Ma Lane Ya Rangshan Su Yi Na Ya And it's our singer teller, Kasure, appreciation survey, Machaba Sudova.
Whether one believes in a religion or not, there isn't anyone, and whether one believes in rebirth or not, there isn't anyone who doesn't appreciate compassion, mercy. From the moment, let's see, at the time of our birth, we are under the care and kindness of our parents. And then later on in our life, when we are pressed by sickness and become old, we are again dependent upon the kindness of others.
And
therefore, since it is the case that at the beginning and end of our lives we are so dependent on others' kindness, how can it be in the middle that we would neglect kindness toward others? How good it would be if we could practice kindness toward others.
And
therefore, no matter whom I meet, wherever I go, I always give the advice to be altruistic and kind to others.
And
from my own point of view, I am now 44 years old, and I am concentrating my own energy, meditation, and so forth on the increase of kindness.
This is the essence of religion. This is the essence of Buddha Dharma. So, now that, tindayi ki ta sem sangbu chedu, ta sem sangbu di, eni nyamlingi tili shadi, nyamlingi tili shadi, eni sosu gyawa chi sakwa di di, sem sangbu di, eni kone kondu beyagi chedu, kasuri, para, melam ku chudu, ta melam ku chudu, ma ta kasuri.
Thus, we should take this expression of kindness, this altruistic type of mind, as the very basis and internal structure of our practice. And related with this are the eight verses written by the Gautama Geshe Lanre Thamba on training the mind.
That diggy.
Now, there isn't any time here to give the story of Geshe Langri Tangpa. Now, the first stanza says, with the determination to accomplish the highest welfare for all sentient beings who surpass even a wish-granting jewel, may I at all times hold them dear.
This one.
Song.
That digi, rang le shen chana, shen zuo cha wada. Shen, peke ke cha wada zi di.
How others should be held and considered as more dear, more important than oneself.
De ya ni, shen le ya, ga su le. Shen sem jian le ten ne, rang sem sangu toma ge ya di, mi yu sem jian le ten ne ge.
Now, indeed, it is in dependence upon sentient beings that one first generates this altruistic aspiration to highest enlightenment. And it is in relation to sentient beings that one practices the deeds of the path in the middle in order to achieve enlightenment. And it is for the sake of sentient beings that one achieves Buddhahood. Therefore, sentient beings are the object of observation, the basis of all of this marvelous development. Therefore, they are more important than even a wish-granting jewel, and one should treat them respectfully and kindly.
This one. That verses, show look at you. Kang du su dan drop it, dan yin gun le man da xin. Shan la samba takwa yi chao du jebun, zimbo shows.
The second stanza is, whenever I associate with someone, may I think of myself as the lowest among all of them, and hold others to be supreme from the very depths of my heart.
Jenny, Shanlia, Shan Simjala, Zawa Gomiatta, Shan Simjalia, Pamba Duyas in a dear, Ran Gibajuna, Ran Dawajuna, Samba Dindigi, and a Samba Wangi, Shanlia, and a Casole, Niju Gombaina, Randu Kojuki, any Casole, Chitacha, Chamzi Chayan, we are Randu Kojuki, that Namju Chayanari.
If one cultivates love, compassion, and so forth for the sake of one's own welfare, selfishly for one's own welfare, then one is all stuck up and tied up within a worldly point of view, and good results won't come from it. Therefore, one should have an attitude of seeking the welfare of others, an attitude of altruism for others from the very depths of one's heart. Whenever one associates with others, one should not have any selfish attitude at all. And one should have no pride. If one assumes a humble attitude, one's own good qualities will increase. Whereas if one is proud, one will become jealous of others. One will become angry at others. And one will look down on others. And due to that, we will become... And there will be unhappiness in society.
Unpleasant atmosphere will increase or create. Da. Dice, karso de yun. Dene, vasu sumbati. Jalam kundu rangyo la taujin. Jalam kundu rangyo la taujin. Nyumu jemata. Dakshe marun chebe na zendo tongden tabur shos. Sholoko sumbati.
The third stanza is, in all actions may I search into my mind, and as soon as an afflictive emotion arises, endangering myself and others, may I firmly face it and avert it.
Da, tindegi sem sangbe nyamlin cheyate, nyumongbe rangar shana, nyumongbe parje cheyimbre.
When one practices such a good altruistic attitude, if one left one's own afflictive emotions just as they are, they will create trouble.
Nyomombe, rambe kongdoda. Any, nageda digi digi, dindegi sim, sanghuji, shambang sim, sanghujialia, nabakeni, kakshachene, kazore, dokshane, suda kazore, gajinchene, yon induzane, dindegi nyomomba.
One's own anger and pride and so forth serve as obstacles to the development of one's own altruistic attitude. They harm it, they injure it. Therefore, one shouldn't just let these go on when they're generated, but relying on antidotes to them, stop them. As I said before, anger, pride, competitiveness, and so forth are our real enemies. So, since there isn't anybody who hasn't gotten angry at some time, we can, on the basis of all of our own experience, understand that no one can be happy, or who is there that could be happy within an attitude of anger? We can understand this ourselves. What doctor is there who prescribes anger as a treatment for any disease? What doctor is there who says that by getting angry you could make yourself more happy?
More happier. This one? So, Saturday in the Naranzo, Nangi Nyomo, Kiyag, Kukup, Tejiyama.
Now, we are allowing ourselves, therefore, we shouldn't allow any opportunity for these afflictive emotions to be generated. If we come under the influence of these afflictive emotions, not only would it be the case that other people wouldn't like us, but we would even be brought to the point where we would want to commit suicide. When we meet with people of bad nature, who are showing a bad disposition to oneself, one should not just neglect or discard these people, but should generate a sense of even greater kindness with respect to them.
Tene, Dala Shengi, Tado, Shiguru Lasso, Mirigbe, Tongarang, Lemba, the Garashan, and Dual Shops.
The fifth stanza is, when others out of envy treat me badly with abuse, slander, and so on, may I suffer the defeat and offer the victory to them. Even though in the worldly way of affairs, it is proper to respond strongly to somebody who has unjustifiably and without reason accused oneself, in terms of religious practice, it is not suitable. From the point of view of the practice of the
altruism,
it is incorrect to respond strongly unless there is some special purpose.
Unrealistic, so to say.
Is this unrealistic? Do you think it's unrealistic? When the next verse is, when one whom I have benefited with great hope hurts me very badly, may I hold that person to be my supreme teacher? Now there are indeed occasions when one has been very kind and helped others a great deal, and that person indeed should repay one with some sense of kindness. But that person, instead of showing kindness, becomes ungrateful and shows a bad manner and so forth to oneself. Now indeed, this is a very sad circumstance, but within the context of the practice of this, of altruism, one should show even greater kindness toward that person, have a sense of even greater kindness. In Shantideva's Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds, a very important thing is said. It is said that someone who acts like an enemy toward oneself is one's best of teachers. Now, in dependence on a teacher, one can learn about the importance of being patient, but can't get any opportunity actually to be patient. However, the actual practice of implementing patience comes when one meets with an enemy. Therefore, since a bodhisattva must have a when a person practices the bodhisattva activities, that person must practice patience. And therefore must have an opportunity to practice patience.
The patience in the tolerance mengenchigi ke chamba da ningji de chorewa ma do risu ma cheba kyeotuk ma re.
And thus, if you don't have someone who is acting as an enemy toward oneself, one can't develop true patience and tolerance that is unbiased. Therefore, for somebody who is engaging in the bodhisattva practices, another person who acts as an enemy is a person who should be treated with tremendous respect. The next stanza is, in short, may I directly and indirectly offer benefit and happiness to all my mothers. May I secretly take upon myself the harm and suffering of these mothers. Now, this stanza sets forth the practice of giving and taking. That is to say, to give one's, out of love, to give one's own happiness and causes of happiness to others, and out of compassion, to take from others their suffering and the causes that would make them suffer. Even though in our practice we cannot actually take suffering from others and give them our happiness, our practice is very helpful in developing this determination. The eighth stanza is, may all this remain undefiled by the stains of adhering to the eight worldly principles. May I, by perceiving all phenomena as elusive, unattached, be released from the bondage of cyclic existence. Now, this sort of practice should be done one pointedly within altruistically seeking benefit for others. One should not come under the influence of worldly styles of behavior. This is the factor of method within this practice. Then with respect to the factor of method, one should be practicing this
wisdom.
Then with respect to the factor of wisdom, one should engage in this practice from the point of view of knowing the non-inherent or non-objective existence of compassion itself, of one of the practitioner of compassion, and of the objects of compassion. In order to understand these three factors as like illusions, it is necessary to understand that even though these factors appear to be inherently existent, they are empty of such inherent existence. Now, in fact, if things did exist the way they appeared, if things did exist so concretely, then when one looked into and investigated them, this inherent existence should become even more clear, more obvious.
Tanya do,
less organ than I yard it, yard it in a naughty condition. Doctor Shane, tell me, Yamari.
For instance, conventionally, there is an eye that is undergoing pleasure and pain and so forth, but when we analytically search for this eye, we cannot find it.
Deshindo, Maranzu Luigi Tembe, Gasuri Piggy.
Therefore, no matter what the phenomenon is, internal or external, whether it be one's own body or any other type of phenomenon, when we search to find out what this phenomenon is that is designated, we cannot find anything that is it. It is only something that is designated through the force of conceptuality. It is not something that is analytically findable. However, these things appear to us as if they do exist objectively and in their own right. Thus, if they did exist in this way, this mode of existence should become clearer and clearer as we investigate. However, we can come to a decision through our own experience that when we search for these things, we cannot find them analytically. Thus, they are said to be like illusions. Now, what is the benefit of understanding this? Our own desire and hatred, these afflictive emotions arise because we are superimposing on phenomena a goodness and badness which is beyond that which they actually have. For instance, when we get very angry or get very desirous, during that time, we have a very strong sense of the goodness or badness of that object. But then later, when these emotions calm down and we look at those same objects, we ourselves will even burst into laughter. So the benefit or help of wisdom is that it prevents us from superimposing a goodness or badness on objects that is greater than that which is actually there, and thereby we are able to stop desire and hatred. Thus, the two parts of this unified practice are method and wisdom. Method being the cultivation of this altruistic mind of compassion, and the wisdom side being the understanding of non-inherent existence. These two must be in union. For those of you here who are Buddhists, the type of practices that I have set forth, you already know about, and I am just reminding you of them for the sake of your practice.
And
And for those of you who aren't familiar with such practices, perhaps my discourse will serve as a cause of your taking some interest in these topics, whereupon when you look into them, I think you'll find them to be valuable. Now, if these are helpful to you, then put them into practice. But if they aren't helpful, then there's no need for them.
Leave it.